Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that I saw all the signs. I have been absolutely, completely, and totally worried in a giant way that the federal government was going to move under globalist control to restrict the Second Amendment. And to basically, instead of just trying to eat around the edges, go for it all right now. There are repeals in hundreds of newspapers, police chiefs, company heads, members of Congress, saying get rid of the Second Amendment outright. They're not arguing that the Second Amendment didn't mean you could own guns like they used to do. They're now saying let's just take the guns. Up at Infowars.com right now, we have this article. Even without Congress, Obama could act to restrict guns. And no, it's not the countless articles we've written the last 4 or 5 days since Friday's tragic events in Sandy Hook, or the video I put out called The Fix Is In, They Are Coming for Our Guns. No, that is a Reuters headline. A Reuters headline. I'm going to say that again. A Reuters headline. That's what Bloomberg meant last Saturday when he said use executive power to take the guns. This is Reuters, ladies and gentlemen. So now is the time for everyone to understand just how much trouble we're in. Before I get to all this news, and I will be calm, the Second Amendment's worth it. I will break down the facts and give you a battlefield report on what's about to happen. And we've got Larry Pratt, who was on yesterday. He went on Piers Morgan. It was unbelievable. On the dwindling, faltering state-run media of CNN. He's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour to talk about the incredible lies of Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan was calling him a liar. And we're going to go over the statistics of the doubling of violent crime conservatively in the 15 years since England totally banned guns in the hands of citizens. And we're going to go over the FBI's own real crime statistics versus the hoax that you're seeing and the hoax that the media, the controlled corporate media, is putting out. But I want to say this again. They said before the election quietly that we're going to use executive orders to get the guns. Obama signed more executive orders than all presidents before him. The first executive orders were how much money Congress allotted to Martha Washington on the plate she was going to buy so she could put on state dinners at the president's residence at that time in New York. The president executes the laws. Now the president on war, on taxes, on cyber orders, on power plants, on everything is just signing orders. In fact, I meant to print this before. Will you guys type in ATF takes public comment on shotgun ban? Because a bunch of newspapers will come up, but there's the actual ATF filing last year, late 2011, about 13 months ago. Where they just said, we're just going to ban most shotguns. And then Congress said, no, there has to be a law, so they backed off. But that's the issue, is that this is what they're moving towards, a no-gun list, where they just put you on an executive list, as Rahm Emanuel called for. There it is, ATF to accept public comment prior to outlawing shotguns. Folks, people are saying, hey, this will cause a civil war. We've got articles where Mike Adams talked to a bunch of FBI and police he knows. They're like, well, that'll cause a civil war. They won't do it. Guys, that's the plan, okay? And they're going to initiate it even if they think it's unpopular and will fail because they want to label gun owners as terrorists. You've already seen that starting, saying we're the Klan, we're terrorists, kill us, arrest us, kill the NRA heads. That's all in the news. This is a plan to start a revolution in this country. We're really the counter-revolutionaries to the globalists, but they're going to be coming after us, and this is hardcore information. I'll break it all down. Straight ahead, Stuart Rhodes is joining us as well. Call everyone you know. Tell them tune in now, no matter how you're listening. We'll be back.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that the globalists were getting ready to implode this country. I told you that they would blame preppers and patriots for mass shootings and attacks. I told you they would use executive orders and executive power to restrict the Second Amendment. Our so-called President Barry Sotero is speaking with Biden right now, going, we need to be able to know if somebody's got a criminal record. We need to have a background check. He was just saying that before we went live here. We're about to go to the feed. When they do a total background check, this guy had been refused not three, not four, but five times. This guy was under psychiatric care, undoubtedly on psychotropics, but they're trying to keep that sealed. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. They're creating a mass hoax. And now Reuters is reporting what Bloomberg called for. Even without Congress, Obama could act to restrict guns. And they go on to announce that's what's set to happen. I talked to a high-level congressional source on Monday who was going to get back with me, and then it just got lost in the fog of war. I need to call back and talk to that congressperson. I'll just leave it at that. who said the word is that they are going to use executive power to go after the guns. And that's why I told you that 3 weeks ago in the cover story in the magazine. We already knew that. That's what Larry Pratt said yesterday. He's joining us again today to respond to the president and also Piers Morgan trying to demonize him last night on the dwindling CNN. But he's got Biden with him, and he says, hey, you got a right to have arms, but we got a right to take military-style guns. That's what he's answering questions right now. Let's go to this disgusting press conference. Here it is.
Somebody like me. And what I said was that the ultimate package would involve a balance of spending cuts and tax increases. That's exactly what I've put forward.
Okay.
What I've said is that...
So again, he came out and talked about mass shootings and said we need to restrict the Second Amendment, you know, that you have a right basically to turn your guns in. And that everybody agrees you don't need these military-style weapons, which is all semi-autos, most guns. And again, guys, will you print me that ATF report? Because I want to show that to folks where they say, oh, we're going to make a rule and ban 60-plus percent of all shotguns. Oh, we're going to make a rule and any shotgun that's semi-auto or a shotgun that could take a clip in the bottom, not by manufacture, but a shotgun that can take a clip by the gun being changed, converted, you're going to have to turn that in. Not just that you can't buy them anymore or manufacture them or import them. They're going to just take them. And here is Reuters. And you guys monitor it. When he goes to gun questions, tell me and we'll go back to him. Even without Congress, Obama could act to restrict guns. Reuters, unburdened by re-election worries and empowered by law, and that's a lie. See, they're trying to give him the cover. To act without Congress. Did you hear that? Why even have a Congress? See, they're now saying, oh, we don't need Congress to launch wars. We don't need Congress for cybersecurity acts, take over the web. We don't need Congress to shut down power plants. We don't need Congress for carbon taxes. See how more and more it's just act executively. This is how dictatorship works, by increment. And we've gone from the first executive orders, look them up, Martha Washington asking Congress for money to buy a bunch of state china plates and cutlery to be able to have the French ambassador there. That's one of the first executive orders. We've done a report on it. Go look them up. They're on the Library of Congress. The first executive orders were George Washington asking for the White House to be repainted. To now, hey, Congress, I'll go to war if I feel like it under NATO authority. It'd be bad enough if you said under presidential authority. That's dictator. This is dictator puppet, viceroy behavior. And now on every front, we keep explaining, and now there's all these voices from Michael Moore to former police chiefs, current police chiefs, the mayor of New York, Reuters. Listen to this. Unburdened by re-election worries and empowered by law to act without Congress, U.S. President Barack Obama could take action to improve background checks. Now, again, what they proposed under Rahm Emanuel is that they just put you on a list that you can't own guns, even if you haven't been adjudicated mentally ill. He just said, if we don't like you, we think you're bad, we just put you on that list and no guns for you. We played that clip ad nauseum, but I'm going to dig it back up and play it today, later in the hour. So see, it's, oh, that's reasonable, background checks. Oh, it's reasonable. Let's have some TSA. Now they stick their hands down your pants. By the way, I've got some bad news. It's all over Texas news. It's on DrudgeReport.com. It's on Infowars.com. On video, just like with TSA, they pull over two good-looking women. They just pull them over, routine traffic stop, in front of the cameras, go in their pants, inside their bodies, with the same glove. And the state police of Texas say, hey, we'll do this anytime we want. This is good. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no emergency, no nothing. Just, turn around. I'm going in your body. And the hand goes in, and the women are like, what are you? It's incredible. It is incredible. I mean, folks, I've said I won't leave the U.S., but I mean, I can't let them do this to my kids. I was pulled over once by state police, and they were really eyeing my kids and looking at me, looking like sharks. I started saying, man, I don't like how you're looking at my kids. And I just can't help it. I mean, I cannot be in a country like this. I mean, this country's like North Korea. All over Texas, they just pull you over and take the money out of your wallet now. I mean, this country's gone, man. If we don't, man, this government's out of control. I watched this video today of them ramming their hands in these women. I mean, it's unbelievable. It is rape. And the state police saw the video and said, we think this is good, and we're going to admit this is official policy. They're out TSA and the TSA. And when I saw the headline, I said, I bet these women are hot blondes. Guess what they are? Wonder why you get into that business. Wonder why you want to ram your hand in a woman. I mean, this country is, and I'm sorry if you're tuning in on AM and FM, and this sounds, it's just going on the highways. I'm totally freaked out right now. I get in here every day, and I read all this news, and I see it all, and I know how real it is, and I know how much trouble we're in, and then I see the sheeple out there who have no idea how much danger they're in. And that's what's going to start revolution, is just when people know that when they get pulled over, they could have their wife and children drug off to be raped. And the women are suing, saying it's rape, and the state police are saying no, and they're suing the head of the DPS. They say, no, this is good. Hi, get out of the car. Okay, bend over. I mean, this country is in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen, that the government is now forcibly inoculating school children all over the country without law. It's felony, and they're doing it. And telling parents, hey, cops aren't going to do anything. We're going to shoot your kid up. You only find out about it when the kids have convulsions. I mean, this government, we have just been eased into tyranny like the frog in the cold water and they turn the heat up. We're boiled, folks. And let me tell you something. It's always many times worse than I even know. In fact, I've had a little sick game around the office. It's really a journalistic action. The sickest thing you can think of, we'll search engine it, and the government's doing it. They're doing everything. Folks, let me get back to this, okay? Even without Congress, Obama could act to restrict guns. And the way they're going to do it is, hey, it's reasonable. We're just going to take all your semi-autos. And, hey, we're just going to put you on a no-gun buy list and make you turn them in if we say so. With all this data mining. Prospects for gun control, victim disarmament legislation, intensified in the wake of the school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. As more pro-gun rights lawmakers said on Monday, they were open to the possibility while Obama said three cabinet members met with the White House to discuss the subject. Ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans are going to go along with all the tax increases, total taxes on 75% on inheritance. They are going to go with TSA on the streets. They're going to go with saying you got to turn your guns in. That's where this is going. Folks, I'm telling you, this isn't just going to be you can't sell semi-autos anymore. They've been given the word. They pulled three shows off Discovery alone that are top-rated gun shows. They're canceling shows everywhere else. They are pulling guns out of Walmart, Dick's Sporting Goods, and most of the other places we called. And again, they've been given the corporate jurisdiction word at these CFR real government councils, these corporate councils. This is the time to make their full move and go, you're a Nazi, you're a demon, you know, the NRA needs to die. We're seeing this mainstream news. No one's getting arrested. They're calling for the murder of Wayne LaPierre. They're calling for the murder of the NRA board. We've got an NRA board member coming on tomorrow. They are just wholesale. This is their revolution against America. And by the way, Rob Dude did a report last night with news clips, with eyewitnesses. These aren't rumors. Saying, oh, I saw the guy in the camo and the bag, and you know, he said, I'm not the one, and the cops took him away, and they won't say who he is. And yeah, it looks like the guy that was in the school with the other person. Folks, they did this. What you do, and remember all the over 100 FBI deals, even mainstream media admitted, where they would go find mentally ill people and give them a bomb, train them, take them to bomb the Christmas tree in Portland or whatever. And then it came out they were setting up mentally ill people. And this guy was now under psychiatric daily visits. He was about to be committed. He's going. He's on these drugs, undoubtedly. He's a wind-up toy. They bring him in. They kill him. He's wearing a mask. The real shooters kill. Exfiltrate out. I mean, they've done it before. They did Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. And this goes on to say the ATF can just ban guns with rules under law. It's not true. They just say it. They're hoaxing dumb people. And that Obama can sign executive orders and that the word is he is. Okay? And we'll give you more on what he's been talking about in this press conference coming back. Larry Pratt is coming up with an update. It's on, folks. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, a transcript of Obama's statements is not out yet, but my team wrote notes on what he said, and we do have a USA Today report that has some of the quotes. And Obama has done what we knew he would do. He is enlisting all Americans to join him in a crusade against, quote, military-style weapons. That's almost all handguns and rifles. They're saying only hunting stuff, basically, which is not what the Second Amendment is about. Okay, so they're going with that, like, hey, you got a right to have guns. You can have that single-shot shotgun or rifle. We're taking everything else. So we have this information. He lists all the massacres with pleasure, and he's willing to bet, that's a quote, that responsible gun owners don't want criminals to have weapons of war. And then he went on to say there's no background check, and we need a background check. I mean, wow, really playing on the dumb public. But they keep saying everybody's got machine guns. Nobody's got machine guns. And machine guns hardly ever get used in crimes. You got to jump through 100 hoops to get one. Let me give you a newsflash. They're not very good for killing people. So the military goes to single and three bursts. But again, these anti-gunners, they know that. The general public that isn't into guns, they count on them being ignorant. And the gun culture was the top rated shows everywhere. A&E, Discovery, History, just, I never even watched television. I turned it on and every show was people, you know, shooting guns and women getting into guns and every women's magazine I saw. I mean, even the local Chronicle. You see, so they're panicking and they're pushing everything they've got. And Aaron ran up to me and reminded me the 68 Gun Control Act was pushed on the back of JFK being killed because why, they could just buy a gun through the mail. And of course, Lee Harvey Oswald could have walked into any shop without his name and just bought that rifle. But no, it had to be by mail so they could shut that down. And then they couldn't pass it. And so RFK got killed. And it's now come out, Sirhan Sirhan, in mainstream news, didn't shoot Kennedy. And the CIA was there. And we know the name of the CIA agent asset that did it. So the government did JFK and RFK and used it to pass the 68 Gun Control Act. And then crime rates exploded because citizens couldn't get guns. Then people started going through the hoops to get the concealed carry, all the rest of it, and crime rates have dropped. And I'm going to go over that after Larry Pratt leaves us today. I'm going to play the video and audio of him being attacked on Piers Morgan while I show viewers the FBI's own statistics and then show you Europe's statistics and England's statistics and Mexico's statistics, showing that as we got more guns, crime went down. Not what Piers Morgan is saying. Again, it's all about perception. Just like for 2 years, most people wouldn't go in the water because of Jaws that came out in the early 70s. And we have the newspaper articles. I'm going to do another report on it, showing where people would panic and not go in the water, and beaches lost more than half their customers for at least 2 years. They had to do PSAs saying there's not great white sharks here. You know, they kill a few people a year worldwide. It's not a problem. And it's the same mass hoax, ladies and gentlemen. 88 mass people died this year in mass shootings. 88. 88. Most of those were gang-related. But Obama doesn't care. You would think the end of the world happened because they show you the kids, they use them, they dangle them in front of you, using their deaths to disarm this country and bring us all into the darkness of the megacities where they've taken the citizens' guns that have such high crime rates, where the people are fed on. They're going to lead anti-gunner. Biden has been tapped to lead it. We have a deep obligation, all of us, to try and end gun violence. Yeah, they say never again can there be any guns, period, in a shooting. Obama said at the White House, this time the words need to lead to action. And as Reuters reported, a bunch of Republicans have lined up and said, yep, we're going to not just put people on a no-gun buy list for no reason. We need to shut down all sale of semi-autos, and we need to turn them in. But no, that's reasonable. You don't want to kill the kids, do you? Time to turn your guns in. You have a right to a Second Amendment, a right to turn them in. It's here. Because, folks, they've already gutted all your pension funds. They're already all gone. They're already gone, just like Europe. They're going to implode this place totally. And they want to be able to come around, just pick you up and take you to jail, do whatever they want with you. The police have been trained and hired to do body cavity searches of women, you name it, on the side of the road. Children, old people. They're setting up checkpoints everywhere. The feds are run by foreign banks. We're going under full occupation. Now Obama put an internet kill switch in. Congress wouldn't pass it. Mainstream news even said it was the end of internet freedom. He just said, I've signed an order, but it's secret. Congress can't see it. I mean, Congress makes the laws. But the UN bragged, hey, it gives us control of the web. And we can censor. See, it's on. It's on. See, all you fools that don't want guns, don't understand. They're going to take everything else. The entire Bill of Rights. You think stuff's bad now? They're coming with the fairness doctrine to shut down talk radio. We'd all better stand up against this hoax now, or they're going to take us down. They're coming. They're coming. This is it. This is it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you'll take my life, but I'll take yours too.
It's on.
You fire musket, but I'll run you through.
Foreign banks have seized this country. They brag in their own financial publications, like the Financial Times of London, Bloomberg, you name it, that don't worry, we've signed America and Europe onto our 1.5 quadrillion derivatives, and there's no way their governments are getting out of this. They say they have signed on. We are taking over these countries, period. And we are bringing them down, and we're going to get rid of their standard of living, and we're going to sign their kids onto all of our debt. And they've announced themselves world rulers. We have an article titled "Bankers Declare They've Captured and Conquered the United States and Europe." And it has dozens of links and video clips to them openly bragging in everyone's face that they have been able to do this. Now, it's very simple. The last thing they've got to get is our guns. They're already announcing they'll take your property without due process. They're already announcing the IRS won't let you leave the country if they feel like it. No judge, no jury. You just can't leave. No judge, no jury. They just take your bank account. They're going down a list of every basic liberty and getting rid of it. They're going down a list of every tyranny, and they're putting it in its place. We historically know what this means. We historically understand how tyrannies take over time and time and time again. And we are now going into this system full bore. And it is so painful to see the fact that our country has gotten to this point and is in the grip of hardcore mafia that is dangling 20 dead, sad little children and their families and the sadness they're going through in our face to terrorize us and say, you're not a good person if you don't turn your guns in. You're not a good person if you don't go along with all of this. You are a bad person if you don't submit to all of this tyranny. I mean, it is clear, total, in our face, psychological warfare, and it is being announced all over the news that they are going to come after our guns, period. This is the setup. And they're not going to stop, okay? They've already gone for broke. These are criminals. And they're engaged in psych warfare. And any of these businesses that say they're not going to sell guns, well, look, it's Walmart, it's Dick's, it's these big globalist multinationals. They're controlled by the mega corporations. They're controlled by the mega banks. They know what they're doing. They know what their agenda is. And again, they have to kill the gun culture now, because out of the gun culture, the rest of the liberty culture is growing. Now, on the Larry Pratt issue, guys, I know he's trying to get through right now. We'll go with phone, anything we've got, okay? Okay. All right. Anyways, he's not going to be able to be on soon is the issue, because he's only had a 10-minute window. I know. That's because, that's because we didn't tell him. When we say we need to talk to Larry Pratt, we have to tell them it's for the radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is a very desperate time for our republic. The most desperate it's ever been since our founding. Larry Pratt joins us. He was viciously attacked and called all sorts of names last night in absolute demonization by a foreigner whose ancestors undoubtedly fought against this country, trying to take our guns in 1776, and told he was all manner of bad things. And then Piers Morgan put out a bunch of propaganda saying that, crime rates went down when they took guns in England. I have the statistics here while Larry Pratt talks. I'm going to be showing you some of these headlines. But, Larry, thank you on short notice for coming on again today. I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to what Piers Morgan said uninterrupted here on air for a few minutes, because he was talking over you the entire time.
Alex, it was an extraordinary experience. And here, silly me, I thought that the Brits were such a staid group of people, but you saw it, I guess, that the guy melted down. He absolutely couldn't get his head around the fact that people should be able to defend themselves and not wait for 20 minutes after they've been murdered for the police to arrive. That was just not something that fit inside his head. And so he resorted to ad hominem. And I thought at the time, this is great. This guy is exposing himself to the world that he's a loser, that's the best he can do, that's his idea of an argument. He's lost all of the rational discussion, can't compete in that arena, so he resorts to name-calling. And I thought, this is wonderful. This is what it doesn't get any better than this.
you are right. And again, I've never seen such demonization of gun owners like he was doing to you. It's just amazing. What do you make of Obama's announcement and Reuters saying that he's going to use executive orders and ATF rules? That's what you said yesterday was the route you thought they'd take.
It is the pattern that the president has shown. That's the way he is conducting himself. In his view, evidently, the fact that he barely got 50-plus percent of the vote means he can do anything he wants, that he's not the president in a constitutional republic where the president can do certain things, and most things the president cannot do. According to the president's view now, Barack Obama thinks he can do just about any bloody thing he can get away with. And that's a gross misunderstanding of the office of president. But it's apparently not the misunderstanding that a communist has. And that's really the way the president thinks. He was educated that way. He is a full-bore Marxist. And this guy is after and grabbing a hold of every bit of power and centralizing it in his hands. And as he said, even before the election, we should have been listening. If the Congress won't go along with me, then I'm just going to have to take action myself. Well, hello, Mr. Dictator. I guess you will.
What about the point that Mexico has a total gun ban for citizens and has had 50,000 plus dead the last few years? What about the fact that, I mean, England's crime rate doubled after they took guns? I just showed their own numbers. They're the most dangerous country in Europe. Who's the safest? Switzerland, with more guns per capita than we've got.
Does not compute. That just doesn't fit inside the cranium of the normal liberal thinker. I was just being interviewed, as you called in, by PBS, and it does not fit. They cannot accept the idea that when you take guns away from decent people, from the average citizen, that things are they can't buy into the idea that things will get worse, because their assumption is that you and I can't be trusted. You and I are too juvenile. You and I are too impetuous. Well, perhaps what they're doing is projecting from themselves onto us. And I think a lot of the debate is to point out to them, hey, guys, we ain't like you. We really are different. We can control ourselves. We can control our tempers. We can walk around with guns and we never shoot anybody. Our guns are safer than Ted Kennedy's car. Our guns kill fewer people than Ted Kennedy's car. And they don't like to hear that, of course.
Larry Pratt, I know you've got to go, and I appreciate the short notice. I know you're working 18 hours a day right now to defend the Republic. Gunowners.org. Everybody should go immediately. Join, at least sign up for the free email alerts and get active. I want to, though, give you a chance to respond back here to Piers Morgan, anything you'd like to say to him, because as you've been talking, I've showed England's crime rate highest in Europe 15 years after they banned guns, from one of the safest countries in Europe. I've shown Mexico after the gun ban, most dangerous country in this hemisphere, and I'm showing FBI.gov statistics. As gun ownership goes up, the last 20 years, but especially the last five, crime rates plunging more than 20% just the last 4 or 5 years. So here's the facts for Piers Morgan on screen for people. So what can we do rallying right now, sir? We're showing Piers Morgan, FBI.gov, crime rate, violent crime rates plunging. I've got hundreds of pages of this. So there's your proof. You're the liar or you're ignorant. Nothing against Brits. Go back to your own country where they're, you know, may have hacking charges, you know, on him. Well, I guess he can't go back. They may arrest him. But what do you want to say to Piers Morgan in closing? And then what can we do to save the Republic? Is this not the ultimate assault we're about to see start?
It looks like we are at least where we were after Columbine. We managed to get through that, but it was because the American people communicated with their politicians and said, don't buy into the media lie. If you vote to take my guns away, if you vote to restrict my ability to get and to carry guns, I'm coming for you in the next election. They've got to understand that this is a career-changing moment. They're either going to be on the side of the Republic or against it. If they want to be with Piers Morgan, that's fine. But just remember, there will be consequences.
Well, that's the big problem. I've talked to top election fraud experts like Bev Harris, who's nonpartisan. She said she's never seen this much fraud, and most of the fraud was against Romney. Not that he was even good. The fix was in there, too. They stole the election. That's what I'm worried about, Larry. There's so much election fraud now. They're about to legalize the 30 million illegals. But they know this is their last shot, because America is starting to wake up. I'm not just saying that, but that's why we're in so much danger, folks, is because we can beat the collectivists, and so now they are like cornered zombies.
That's right. They had to steal the last election, or they could not have won. And it's up to us to become part of the election machinery, to become part of those officials that are sitting there. It's a long day. It's like 5 in the morning until 7, 8 at night, maybe 9 or 10 at night. It's a killer day, but it's either that or the Republic. Take your choice.
Well, I'm going to say this right now to everybody out there. So many people I know, including combat veterans, say when they come for the guns, I'm going to go Rambo. Folks, let's go Rambo in the info war, going in the police stations with literature, waking them up, going to your city councils, going to your state houses, going to your media, calling into talk radio, calling the White House, calling the NRA and saying you better not waffle, because, you know, they're going to give a press conference, Larry. And Reuters is saying he may go dictator. They're calling for him to use, quote, executive power. And they're bragging that all these Republicans are about to line up. I've talked to some people on the Hill. I know you've talked to more. The word is a bunch of Republicans are gonna go with this because of campaign donations. Can we hold the line, or will these traitors sell us out, Larry? Is this it?
Well, that's the issue. You put your finger on it, and it's up to us to make our voices heard. If they realize that they may be hearing something on CNN and Piers Morgan, but if they hear something many times more coming from their grassroots, they're going to realize that the media is talking to itself. And they better not go with the media, because the media is not going to protect them when we come to vote.
That's right. God bless you. Gunowners.org. Folks, they don't pay me to say this, though I'd love to get them as a sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, you are insane if you don't go sign up for a membership or a lifetime membership, or if you don't go at least sign up for the free email alerts, and they will give you up to the minute. If the NRA was half as good as GLA, we would not be in the situation. The NRA supported the 68 Gun Control Act. In closing, how do people go and sign up to be members, or how do they just flat out donate, Larry?
Well, you've told them that gunowners.org is the easiest way. If they can't get on the web, it's 888-888-6GUNS, 888-886-GUNS, but gunowners.org is certainly the easiest.
Now, listen, you're kind of the opposite of me, not in politics when it comes to your demeanor, but I mean, I wear my emotions, but also my brain, what I've thought about on my sleeve. I think about things coldly, but then I get on air and you know, get hyped up, because that's just how I am, because this politics is war.
That's why we love you, Alex.
But Larry, you're somebody, I know you got to go, that always kind of downplays things just because you're the calm, cool, collected guy. How bad is it? I mean, I'm here saying I've never seen anything like this. My gut tells me, but also politically. Red alert. I mean, is this DEFCON 1? I mean, is this like red alert, sir?
Yes, sir. It is as bad as it was after Columbine. We were looking at a situation where gun control legislation looked to be inevitable. Well, it wasn't. And it wasn't because we stood up and we told the politicians, go back in your hole. Don't even think about it, or else you're not going to be around after the next election. That's what we need to tell them.
Absolutely. The only problem is we now, Clinton was leaving office. We now have Obama not facing reelection for horrible, cold years. And he's talking about executive action, and the media is telling him, go ahead and do it. We'll give you cover. I think this is worse. I think this is the worst we've ever faced.
It could be. Certainly, we've got a guy that doesn't seem to have any scruple about doing anything, no matter how illegal. And so it's up to us to put the heat primarily on the Republicans in the House and to tell them, cut off the money. Because if there's no money for these rascals, no money for these dictators, they don't volunteer. They'll go away.
And undoubtedly, sir, is it not dictatorship when the media says become a dictator?
Oh, when the media is applauding, it makes it very likely that they're going to think, this is my moment. Well, it may be their moment to be defeated if we keep our wits about us and we don't fall for the inevitability notion that they're trying to give us, that somehow this is something that we can't stop. I heard that message before, over 10 years ago, after Columbine.
That's right.
And it wasn't inevitable.
Gunowners.org. I know you've got to go. Thank you for the time. God bless you, Larry Pratt.
You too, Alex. Thank you.
That's the chairman. Thank you. That's the chairman of Gun Owners. And folks, my crew are really great people. Larry was behind in his PBS interview, and I was getting really mad because they weren't getting him on. I'm usually nice to the crew. I'm going to be honest with you. I got to be nice to my wife and kids, too, because, you know, my son was up here yesterday, and, you know, he'd come over and pat me on the shoulder, and I'd be like, hold on. And I've never been like that in my life, and it's because I am in total war mode. Okay, so we've all got to be nice to each other. And we've all got to be nice to our husbands and wives and our crew members and all of us. I know as patriots and people that are informed, we know evil when we see it. But let's keep the ammo down range, because I got to tell you, I mean, at a sixth sense animal level, I know I'm under attack. And I knew it was coming before this happened, I told you. I mean, it's on. And folks, my gut tells me they staged this. They bare minimum, that guy was a one. Now the police say all the computers have been wiped and Easter bunnies are real. And the other shooters are saying, don't worry about that. And there were other people. They did it. My gut tells me they did it.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you just tuned in, I want you to call everybody you know, whether it's on a local AM or FM station, whether you're listening via the audio feeds at InfoWars.com, whether you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, every membership is 10 memberships. Share that username and passcode that you've got. make sure it's a private one that's just for the site. You know, don't, if you use a passcode that's your other passcode, don't share it. You can go create a new one, by the way, at prisonplanet.tv. And give it, or go buy another membership for $5.95 a month, and then give it to 10 people right now and tell them, tune in. Listen, I've committed to stay in this country, but I intellectually and politically know what we're facing. This is a real authoritarian takeover, okay? That isn't hyperbole. It's going to get bad. And all you idiots out there that think you're going to get a free ride from the government, you're laughing about all this, you're crazy. Now I want to play about 4 minutes from Piers Morgan before we go to break and come back with some breaking news with the head of Oath Keepers. While Piers Morgan is calling Larry Pratt a liar on Communist News Network last night, all this foreigner, nothing against foreigners, but I mean, don't come to my country and tell me to give up my rights, especially when I had a war with your king over this 200 and something years ago, punk. Kind of a touchy subject, redcoat. Why don't you get out of my country? You and Fareed Zakaria, get out. Get out, you Bilderberg trash! Excuse me. Get out of my country, scum! While he's talking, I'm going to be showing statistics where their crime rate exploded in England, highest in Europe after they took the guns, and how our crime rate is dropping. Guns are saving this country, and they are taking each little crime and making it huge on the news to give you the perception. Just like Jaws made people think there were great whites eating everybody. 5 great white deaths a year! Not real, folks! This isn't real! Let's start playing this piece of trash. Here it is.
I think we need to ban gun control laws that keep people from being able to protect themselves. The problem is not going to go away if we ban this or that gun. We've tried that. That doesn't work. Doesn't even work in England. You've had mass murders there. All over Europe there have been mass murders.
You're
the solution is for people
utter,
to be able to defend themselves at the point of the crime
nonsense.
And not wait for 20 minutes for the police to come after everybody's dead.
Mr. Pratt was an absolute lie. The gun murder rate in countries like Britain or Germany or Australia, who've all suffered massacres many years ago of similar nature, have they are 35 people killed a year. Your country
Your murder rate is lower than ours. That is true.
Lower?
Your
it's violent 35 against 12,000.
Your violent
in
crime rate.
They had a
your
massacre,
violent crime rate is higher than
weapons.
Ours, as is the violent crime rate in Australia. America is not the Wild West that you are depicting. We only have the problem in our cities and unhappily in our schools, where people like you have been able to get laws put on the books that keep people from being able to defend themselves. I honestly don't understand why you would rather have people be victims of a crime than be able to defend themselves. It's incomprehensible.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
It seems to me that you're morally obtuse. You seem to prefer being a victim to being able to prevail over the criminal element. And I don't know why you want to be the criminal's friend.
What a ridiculous argument. You have absolutely no coherent argument whatsoever. You don't give a damn, do you, about the gun murder rate in America? You don't actually care. All you
it
care
seems
about
to me that
is
facts don't bother you, do they, Mr. Morgan?
So you would like facts, to see... But
facts don't seem
this.
To... They bounce right off of
no,
your
no, let's
head.
Deal with
you're,
some facts.
You're speaking oblivious...
Can you answer my question?
Saved your lives. I'm answering your question. I wish you could understand it. Because you're
would
talking
you like to
against
see, would you like to see? Would you like to see
people being
would you
able
like to see
themselves.
Teachers armed
and
with
you don't want to hear it.
All right, that's enough. Hit pause.
I don't mind hearing it. I think it's
I'm going to play this all for Stuart Rhodes coming up. And then we've got the state police now pulling people over. No due process, no probable cause, and going inside women's bodies now. And the state police stand behind this. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.